Last night, I tried to walk you out of my body. I left the house just thinking the corner store, thinking coffee. But then I kept going, past the old neighborhood, past the softball field that's bulldozed now for parking. I kept walking, hoping maybe I'd just get tired enough to forget the way you look at me sometimes, almost tender enough to admit me, but not quite. I kept walking, thinking maybe someone I knew might see me pass and invite me in for tea or a beer, which would be better, and then I could pour out to them my lonely and cliched heart, how I try not to want you, how I think maybe time or a vacation or one really good night in the sack with somebody else would be all it took, and I would be over you, and they would smile and pour me another. But that never happened, and I kept walking, feeling a blister beginning to rise on the bottom outer edge of my foot, distracting me from the subject of my walk, which was, after all, you. So I had to sit down, readjust my sock, and then a man holding a cane I don't think he needed stepped out of a doorway, as if he'd been waiting for someone like me to sit on the curb and take off her boot, and he said, "Young lady, you ought to slow down. All you got is time." It seemed to me obvious, then as now, that he had a problem, someone on his mind, maybe someone who seemed to be always about to leave, who said things like, "You know how you affect me, I just need time," or worse, "I love you, but there's this other person, and he and I, she and I." So I got up and kept walking, believing in movies where the happy ending comes with the hero riding alone into the singular and almost coming up sun, except I'm not a hero, I don't have a horse. And though the sky I walked my way into was something beautiful, it lacked the heightened spectrum that film in its more generous moments provides, and I was frankly too tired to feel the fabled glory of solitude. I just felt weary and a little stupid, and without you.